Thank you so much for that. That's perfect. That's perfect. And you are perfect. You know, when she was singing, I was sitting there thinking, not every Sunday, but most Sundays I get to stand up here. You have allowed me to stand up here and to speak to you. And when I look out, I see your true colors. I see the love and I see the peace and I see what is being soaked into the walls here at Unity Church of Light. And that's why when people come in this door, that's like, ah, because there's peace here and there's love here and there's light here and there are authentic beings here. And that's what we're all about. That's what we're building, and we want to build on that. Speaking of Wayne Dyer, I think Pat mentioned him this morning. I was reading some Wayne Dyer. I don't know why I want to say Dyer. Dyer. I was reading some Wayne Dyer because anyone who has read anything of his knows how inspirational he is. Well, I was reading and I came along something and I said, oh, I'm going to fit that into Sunday service because I think that's perfect. And he tells a little parable of a warehouse full of coconuts. And among these coconuts, you have to get the visual. Among these coconuts, one of the coconuts thought it was a raisin. And so this coconut wondered, why am I so wrinkled and dry? And look at everybody else around me. And so the coconut that thought it was a raisin asked the others, and everybody, you know, they avoided it. Don't we do that sometimes when someone asks us a question, we kind of avoid it. We don't want to answer because we don't want to tell the truth about what's going on right here, right now. But anyway, they sort of avoided him because they thought he was crazy. But the raisin never had an opportunity to believe it was a coconut, because when they were all being delivered, where was he? He was among the raisins. So he began to think like the raisins. And when he came into the warehouse and someone said, you don't belong here, you belong here, and put him among the coconuts, he didn't know that he was just like them. So doesn't that happen to us sometimes? Well, it doesn't happen sometimes. Coming up, I think that's why we're all here and we come to classes. Coming up, we've been taught to believe that we're something other than what we are. We've been thrown in the mix with those who believe that the body in this world is where it's at. But the reality of us is, inside of us is I call it a special something. Inside of us is that special something. It's that spark. And when we remove all this mask and this worldliness and this claiming of who we are that we aren't, we begin to be our true, authentic self. You know, we're going into the holiday season, so we're going to be waking up, we're going to shake up, we're going to come into a greater awareness of that Christ that is within us. When we remove all the mask, what's left? at our very core is spirit. When I sit and think about these things, oh my, I get so full. And then you go out in the world, what happens? Whap, the first experience comes in and says, do you really believe that? And that's when we make our decision, what's it going to be? You can't straddle both worlds. Oh, you can. And some of us have been for, I know I have been for quite a while, until I came into this way of study, until I began to know who I was. And as I began to learn that, a glow began to build up in me. And no matter what was thrown at me, I take that deep breath. And I remember who I am and who I belong to. I am expression of God, and so are you. I see your true colors. They're shining through. The thing is, sometimes we cloudy the window, don't we? A couple definitions of masquerade, which is the topic for today, is a masquerade is a way of appearing or behaving that is not true or real. An action or an appearance that is a mere disguise or show. How many have attended masquerade balls? Huh. Did you take note of what you wore? You know, I grew up thinking that I was less than, because I was the youngest of four girls, and you know, sisters can be, oh. Good thing I'm giving this lesson now and not when they're here, because they'll be here in a couple weeks, but you know, it can be a challenge sometimes. And so growing up like that, I begin to think that that's who I was. A little scared Vernetta, you know. Be quiet, because if you speak out, you're going to shine a light on yourself and someone is going to take notice. And then that someone is going to have control over you. And you're going to be scared all over again. And you're going to have to get in bed and sleep with your with the sister who's going to scare you in the middle of the night. Well, excuse me, I'm digressing a little bit. I kind of went back there. But the point is, we all wear masks from time to time, don't we? That I had on coming up, that was a mask. Because it was not true, it was not real. When we begin to remove the mask, we get down and we can get to our divine nature. In picking Halloween costumes or masquerade costumes, I always picked those that showed someone who was lower than. You see what I'm saying? Like I was a bum, or I was I forgot all the ones, because we never bought costumes, we made them. Think about the costumes that you pick, because sometimes they're a reflection of where your consciousness is at that very moment. Think of what you dress your kids as. I like it now, because what do we see? Superheroes. Which to me is saying we're teaching them that you're better than, that you're strong, you're mighty. Hopefully. Hopefully it's not the Joker. Someone told me about that movie. Hopefully it's some character that's strong and powerful. So When I began to learn what I am, I didn't have to prove or impress or show anyone anymore. I could stand in my voice. The masquerade was over. I no longer needed to cover up with the many masks I wear. What masks do we wear? Oh, we have a lot of them, don't we? We have who affiliates with the political party. We have a Democratic mask. We have an independent mask, Republican mask. We affiliate, don't we? And believe it or not, even here we wear masks if we're not careful. Because what do we say? I have on my unity mask. No one else is good enough? Not true. It takes all coming together for our world to grow strong and survive. It takes all of us removing our masks. Who am I? I'm a spiritual being. Having this human experience with you. Who are you? You are a spiritual being. Having this human experience with me. We could change our government if we begin to think one people. Because that's what we are in essence. When we get down to the core of our being, we are one. We are connected. We say this all the time. God is omnipresence. Now, if you're just affirming that, you're doing yourself a disjustice. But if you're really believing God is omnipresence, everywhere present, which means we're connected. What I do to you, I do to myself, because we're connected, we're one. If I remove those masks, I come into the realization there is no separation. We are one. In a book called The Beautiful Way of Life, anybody ever hear of Charles Lely? He's a writer, a unity writer. He wrote a book in The Beautiful Way of Life, and it's the chapter on the spiritual dimension, if you ever stumble on the book. And he writes, there is a spiritual dimension to each of us that is seldom reached even by so-called religious or pious people. Religion today suffers, as almost everyone else does, from overchoice. The error lies in the belief that the development of the intellect is the goal, that the development of our thinking is to go. We go and we spend a lot of money on developing our intellect, but we need to begin to think about our hearts. We need to begin to develop our hearts. Now, the goal is to awaken to the awareness of our spiritual dimension that is already in us by removing the mask that tells us, first and foremost, we are human, and only a select few are divine in nature. Traditionally, we hear that a lot, that only a select few are God's beloved, that only a select few have in them that spark of divinity. But we all have it. When we remove the mask that tells us that we don't, then we can begin to come into the awareness that we are great. We are loved. What was that movie? I forgot what she says, what she told the child over and over again. We are blessed. And all you need do is open your awareness, take some time to get to know your inner being, and follow the guidance. When we say follow the guidance, sometimes we stop, don't we? I don't know if I want to do that. I used to think that if I became spiritual or religious, well, back in the day I said religious, if I became religious, I had to walk a certain way, I had to be a certain way. The only certain way you have to be or walk or talk is through your heart what Spirit leads and guides you to be. And that's to love one another, don't be malicious to anyone, to keep your thoughts in your heart, which means peace, peace and love. Charles Fillmore says, spirituality is the consciousness that relates us directly to God. Oh, I love that. Spirituality is the consciousness that relates us directly to God. It is quickened and grows through prayer and other forms of religious thought and worship. Just this morning, what did we do? We affirmed, we sang our connection with God. We said, this is the day, because this is the day we can make the change. You see, it's no secret. You can choose to be what you want to be. Do you want to be authentic? Or do you want to keep wearing that mask that separates you from everyone else? To reveal our true self, we must be mindful of our thoughts and our emotions, our perceptions. Ask ourselves questions that draw us into our essence. Give yourself some homework each evening and each morning. One question might be, who am I being right now in this moment, in this experience? I think a lot about how am I showing up. Sometimes I misbehave, and when I get home, I say, yo, who was that? Who was that? That was a big mask you wore today. I don't remember where I got this thing, but, I do know. It was one of the classes, self-awareness classes, and it said, ask this, in what way do you think of your body? How do you think of your body? Do you think that this physical being is all there is? Or do you think of it as being the temple of the living God, composed of spiritual substance, as having light and life in every cell, in every atom? You know, if you tell your body that every day, if you talk to it like that, you have the light and the life and the spark of divinity in every cell and atom. Standing here right now telling you that, I feel mine coming alive. I feel it shaking up. We are empowered with life, wholeness, and the vitality of God. Where do we get that authority from? God is expressing through us. God is in us. We're made in the image and likeness. Not this physical body as we're taught to believe, but the essence and the core of who we are. It is spirit that gives life. Right now, where you are, start with the realization that you are God's perfect child. I want you to say this to yourself right now. I am God's perfect child. Say it. I am God's perfect child. Now take a deep breath, and as you release it, say, I am God's perfect child. Say it and mean it. I am God's perfect child. Right here, right now, I remove the mask that tells me I am not together. Right here, right now, I remove the mask that tells me I am not, because I am God's perfect child. You feel the difference in your body as you think that, as you say that, as it vibrates, as that energy works through you? Right now, keep that realization going as you go through your day. Feel God's healing, restoring life build up within you. Give yourself positive, life-stirring thoughts. Remove that mask that says there's a lack in your life. There is only God. Remove that mask that may say that there is no love or peace in the universe. There is only God. Remove that mask that would separate you from anyone else. There is only God. When we give our bodies rest, when we give our bodies nourishment, exercise, when we pray for guidance, you will know exactly what you should do to remove all the masks that you have built up over the years and live as you were created to be, one with spirit. True for you, true for me. Take that deep breath. Let's release. Let's remove a couple masks here this morning. Let's take some time in the quiet to get a good feel for who we are in essence. We don't want to be like that coconut that thought it was a raisin. We want to know our true essence. For some, the masquerade will continue on, but we want to end it right here, right now. So take a deep breath and come with me on this inward journey. And how do we do that? We lay aside all those things that we might have brought us with us here today. We lay them aside knowing that they are only masks that we have put on, and we can set them aside and just let them be. Breathing in and breathing out, we turn towards our inner being. We move towards that within us that shows us the way. Our path is illumined right here, right now. And as we enter this journey, we begin to let the masks drop one by one. And we begin to think thoughts are, I am. And because I am, I live and move and have my being in spirit. Therefore, I am connected. I am one with all that is. Breathing in and breathing out, moving deeper into the journey, knowing there is no journey I can be on that I'm not being led and guided by Spirit. And if I step off the path a moment, I look ahead and see that the way is still illuminated. And I get back on the path and I know that I am a spiritual being making my way towards that which will charge and rejuvenate me. And I come to that point within where only I can enter, where only I can step over the threshold. And as I do so, I am illumined by the light of pure spirit. Peace is here. Love is here. And I take a moment and I breathe and release and rest in this moment of connection, in this moment of oneness, here in the quiet, right here, right now. And as I prepare to return to the presence of this room, take in this affirmation. I am a spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God. Today, I drop the mask of materiality and let my true light shine. I am a spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God. Today I drop the mask of materiality and let my true light shine. I am a spiritual being created in the image and likeness of God. Today, I drop the mask of materiality and let my true light shine. Holy Spirit, we're so grateful this morning that we know who we truly are, that the masks are removed and we let our lights shine for the world to see. We know that we don't have to act one way and be another. We know we can be who we truly are and share with the universe one light at a time. So for this and all things, we just give you thanks this morning. We thank you in the name of the living, loving Christ moving in and throughout all creation. and we are grateful. Let us affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ. Together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.